It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold, filling in for Rob Barrett today. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Door County's Midsummer Music Festival is celebrating its 25th year. We'll talk to the founder about what makes the event so unique and gives it a staying power.
First, the state budget is still stalled in the legislature because of several issues, including transportation funding. Governor Walker proposed borrowing $1.3 billion to fund transportation instead of raising taxes or fees.
Now, many state Republican lawmakers have said they don't agree with borrowing that much money. Yesterday, rural Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the governor saying they support cuts to his borrowing plan, but they can't allow those cuts to fall solely on rural areas of the state.
Representative Mary Chaya is with us to talk about that letter. She represents the 35th District, which includes Merrill and Tomahawk. She wrote the letter to Governor Walker. Representative Chaya, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So why did you decide to write this letter to Governor Walker?
Well, I think that Governor Walker needs to know that rural legislators are not happy with the amount of bonding that's in the budget, and that if we support cutting it because we don't feel that the bonding is sustainable and it's not the way to go, but when we cut and those cuts are made, that they have to consider the impact to rural areas, outlying areas, and the economic impact that it would have.
So basically, if there's not as much bonding, then some of the projects that are on the table for roads in Wisconsin are going to have to go. And it sounds like you're worried that some of those cuts could disproportionately fall on rural Wisconsin. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there isn't a person in this building that doesn't realize the importance of the Zoo interchange. 350,000 cars a day go through there, and, you know, a lot of our goods and services. But having said that, the roads that are, you know, the agricultural roads for logging trucks, all of that, you know, it's just as important as to our economies in the rural area. If we're going to have economic independence in the rural areas and grow some of these businesses, we need an infrastructure.
Well, as you said, the Zoo interchange being the prime example, the busiest interchange in the state, and one that a lot of money depends on, revenue for the state of Wisconsin. So why shouldn't the money go to the busiest interchange?
Well, we understand that, but then it's not just the Zoo interchange, but then it's the northern leg of that, the Highway 43 North, and then it's 894, and then it's other projects in that area. And if we continue to fund those projects 100%, the rest of the cuts are going to have to come from the outlying areas. So we're saying, you know, maybe cut Highway 43 North out of the Zoo and maybe put 894 on hold and, you know, let some of that money go towards the rural areas where we still need the infrastructures also.
Well, to go back to that letter that you wrote, there were 33 GOP lawmakers who signed on along with you. What sort of message do you think that sends to the governor?
I think it sends a strong message. I mean, Governor Walker knows that, you know, we support the Republican agenda and we support a conservative agenda. But having said that, you know, we just need to emphasize that, you know, rural Wisconsin and the outlying part of the states, you know, we need our infrastructure as well as anyone else.
Now, you were talking about needing that infrastructure, some of the logging roads to have that to build revenue in northern and rural parts of the state. In particular, do you have projects in mind that you're worried would be on the chopping block if the bonding level gets cut?
Well, it's not really in my district, but it's a very important part of our state where Highway 29 meets 41 over in the Green Bay area. There's like a $30 million project that needs to get completed there, and there's a lot of businesses that depend on that. But even the basic road maintenance issues, I-39 going north, I mean, that is the main tourist destination for my district and north. That's the main artery coming in there. And then you can get over in the western part of the state. You've got Highway 13 that pulls off at 29 to get people up north. But in addition to that, we have a serious issue with deterioration of roads and log trucks, which are very heavy, a lot of the large farming equipment, and we need to keep those in good shape so that businesses will expand to that area and that commerce can flow.
Would you support raising taxes and vehicle fees to make up for that shortfall?
You know, I have to say this. I did not come to Madison to raise taxes on people. But when you raise the gasoline tax, it's actually a user fee. You know, if you're going to use our roads, you need to help pay for them. And by raising the gasoline tax maybe 3 to 5 cents, we're also capturing out-of-state money. And as I've done my spring surveys, people are okay with raising the gas tax now or even registration fees because our constitutional amendment doesn't allow for any robbing or raiding, I should say, of the transportation fund. And they know that money will go towards transportation infrastructure. So I would support that.
And some people have even suggested that maybe the time has come to think about toll roads. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that, you know, I think that we should look into toll roads, but that's not really, you know, up to the state, because the federal government would have to give us a waiver in order to put toll roads in place, because there's some language that, and this is not verbatim, but because we accepted federal transportation dollars, then we're ineligible to put toll roads in. So that would have to be a federal waiver to allow us to even pilot it, or be one of the states that could pilot or take a look at it.
We're talking right now with Mary Chaya, Republican representative for Assembly District 35, talking about transportation funding now in Wisconsin. And Representative Chaya, not all GOP lawmakers feel the same way about this bonding. You're concerned about it. But if you take, for example, River Hills Senator Alberta Darling, she says the zoo interchange project has to remain on schedule because it would be a disaster if it were halted, and it's already underway. Do you think there is something to her argument there?
I think there's something to her argument, and Senator Darling is very familiar with that area. And again, you know, we understand the amount of commerce that goes through there, but what Senator Darling and some of my southeastern legislative friends have to take into consideration is there's not as much commerce that goes through certain roads or certain projects and areas, but there's still safety factors. And for the businesses that are there, whether or not they expand and stay in that area could very much depend on the infrastructure. So the dollar amounts might not be as high as far as commerce that travels, but that doesn't mean they're not just as important to those rural areas.
Now, right now we have a budget process that is stalled in large part because of transportation, mm-hmm. but also because of the Bucks Arena and prevailing wage law. And it seems as though there's a stalemate among the GOP, the Republican Party right now. What do you think it's going to take to get past that?
We had some very good conversations. We had a leadership meeting today, and I'm very optimistic that leadership in both houses will, you know, wrap their heads around where we're going to go with this, and I think there's a lot of common ground. It's just fine-tuning it. So it'll move in the next, in the near future, let me put it that way.
And do you consider it a pretty provocative move to directly go sort of head-to-head with the governor by sending him this letter?
No, because we're not drawing any lines in the sand. You know, that leadership is negotiating with the governor and, you know, with both houses. And this is just kind of a reminder to them, don't forget the importance of the outlying areas. We are not, you know, saying we're not going to vote for the budget or we're not going to this or we're not going to that. This is just to let them know how important it is to 33 of the assembly members.
Now, Governor Walker's office, his spokesperson, has responded saying essentially that this decision about where these cuts should show up should be handled by the Department of Transportation. Why don't you think those cuts should be left up to that agency?
Well, I think our agencies do a fairly good job on things of these issues, but we are the elected people. And there's more assembly people, so we're a little bit closer. We don't represent as many people, so we have the ability to, you know, maybe communicate with people. But we're still their elected representatives, and we're their voices. So we need to remind, you know, DOT might prioritize and what this would be cost effective in this one, but I don't know if they look at the nuts and bolts of the economic impact and how it really affects areas. And I think that's what we bring to the table, and that's our job. So that's why I don't think that DOT should have, you know, the full say in it.
Well, how optimistic are you that the governor will get this message and others in the legislature, including fellow Republicans, will hear you and maybe change their thinking about transportation funding, in particular in regards to the zoo exchange and rural roads?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist, so I'm going to say I'm very optimistic on it. I think that, you know, Speaker Voss, I had a conversation with him regarding the letter, and he fully understands the importance that it is to rural areas. And he's done a great job with traveling to the different districts and stuff and really seeing what's important to us and how things affect us as we make decisions. Representative Nygren Representative Nygren's from a fairly rural area, and he understands. And this just isn't about roads. We have a tendency to think it's about roads, but it's our airports and it's our harbors. And we have to take into consideration that those have to be maintained. You know, the Superior and Green Bay, Milwaukee, all these different harbors that we have, there's a lot of goods that move through that. So it's broader than just truck traffic and vehicle traffic. So I think they will respond very well to it.
Representative Chaya, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Mary Chaya, Republican representative for Assembly District 35, including Merrill and Tomahawk. She was with us to talk about a letter she wrote to Governor Walker, signed by other rural Republican lawmakers, about plans to fund transportation here in Wisconsin.